mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I'm happy this morning. It's been a long time without meeting. I was for a leave, but thank the Lord because from yesterday I'm back. And I thank God for your prayer. May God bless you so much. Amen. This morning I would like to share with you a topic which is a reality in our life. It's about anger and reconciliation. Anger and reconciliation. All of us have anger, and we just may deal with it in different way. That's why this morning, the Lord, through His Word, will help us again to deal with anger, because all of us have it. That's why I would invite us to read in Matthew chapter 5 from 21 to 26. Matthew chapter 5 from 21 to 26. Matthew chapter 5 from 21 to 26. Let's read together. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment." But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go first. Be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Verse 25. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court. Let your accuser hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guards, and you be put in prison. Truly I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. That's the word of God this morning, brothers and sisters. As I said before, that we are going to talk about anger and reconciliation. We should admit it. All of us have anger. Is it true? I thought that we have an angel here who never had anger. But fortunately, all of us have it. And we have to admit that we have made to deal with it, but in different ways. And that's what the Word of God said this morning. God makes us all with anger, but what are we doing with it? Jesus discussed it with us this morning through the Word of God. That's what the verse that we have read talk us. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment." But I say to you, it means that Jesus wants to bring to us another understanding of our life. I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be. It depends on your version, but in my version it says, if you are angry with your brother or your sister, you will be liable to judgment. And I was wondering myself, this word is very, very difficult, because all of us should be judged by the Lord. But we shall also mention that Jesus, even Jesus himself, have anger. Now, Next slide. We have different types of anger. Number one is the passive aggression anger. What means the passive aggression anger? Someone who has passive aggression anger is someone who is just silent when he is angry. Have you seen someone, when he is angry, just he keeps silent? He pretending that everything is fine. So how are you, my brother? Everything is fine. But inside, he is suffering deeply. And probably this kind of anger, it makes us a self-abuse. Because when you are keeping silent, when you are pretending that everything is fine, inside you are feeling hopeless. You are feeling unworthy. You are feeling humiliated. You are feeling ashamed. And you are just internalizing those feelings and you are expressing anger via negative self-talking, self-harm. And many people have this kind of anger. I would like at the end of this topic, you and me to analyze what is my kind of anger. Have you a passive aggression anger? I don't know. And many people who have this kind of passive aggression anger are suffering from stomach and even others for headache and whatever. The second kind or type of anger. Next slide. Now there are people who have what we call the aggression, the open aggression anger. I don't know if it's you. How to discover people who have open aggression anger? Next slide. There are people who are physically, emotionally. They are attacking someone. They can even break or throw things. Please, if you are this kind of people who have an open aggression, this type of anger can highly unpredictable and often has negative legal and interpersonal consequences. If you see someone with this kind of anger, I could just advise you to take a moment just to calm down before you do something, because you may regret it. And I can advise this kind of people to remove themselves from situation if possible and use talk techniques. The second people who have an open aggression is those they call the verbally. The verbal abuse, maybe they expressed or furious shouting, the threats, the ridicules, the sarcasm, the intense blaming or criticism. And this is the kind that Jesus is talking about in the Bible. Because he's saying, if someone is angry with his brother, will be put to judgment. And whoever insults his brother will be also liable to the council. And whoever say to his brother, fool, he will be also liable to the hell of fire. So this second kind, the kind of people who have an open aggression, they have many ways to talk when they are in anger. They can just tell to people that they are fool. They can tell people that they are raka. That's what the Bible is saying. So brothers and sisters, if you have this kind of anger, the main advice that I can give you is that you should take a breath before you speak. And this will help you to deal with this kind of anger. The third one is what we call the assertive anger. People like this are just catalysts for passive change. And probably, the next point, they express their anger not by verbal incident or physical, but in a way that creates change in the world around them without causing distress or destruction. But the solution to sinful anger is the reconciliation. But before just talking about reconciliation, I would like all of us to just make a short analysis and make sure if his anger is a passive aggression or an open aggression or just an assertive anger. But how to deal with anger is just by reconciliation. And that's what the Lord is telling us this morning. Reconciliation is a need, and we have to need it. Reconciliation is an emergency. That's what the Word of God is saying on verse 23 to 24. I would like our brother to project that text. Matthew 5, 23 to 25. So we read it together and see how Jesus is calling the people for reconciliation. 23 to 25. Therefore, if you bring the gift to the altar, and there remembers that the brother has ought against thee, leave there the gift before the altar, and go the way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come offer your gift. How do you find it? How do you see it? Is it possible? Is it easy to do it, to make it? You are coming to the church, and I know that we have our offerings today. We will give to the Lord. But the Bible says, if you are coming in the church to give your offering to the Lord, and you remember that this morning I harmed someone, I have a problem with someone, the Bible just told us to bring that offering and drop it straight before the altar, in front of the altar, and then go first to be reconciled with our brother, and then we will come back to give our offering. Can someone make a short comment? How do you find it? Is it easy to do it? Because I know that we brought our offering this morning. Okay, someone have a comment? How do you find this verse? This advice that the Lord is giving to us this morning. Thank you, Sister Merve.
What I can understand is that being reconciled to our friends is more than offering that we can give to God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more important than...
It's more offering. Important than our offerings.
Yeah.
Huh? Someone else? You have come with offering, but the Bible says, if you remember that you have a problem with someone, just drop it in front of the altar. The senior pastor will know how to do it, but that's what the Bible says. The Bible is telling us to put it in front of the altar first and go to reconcile to our brother. This verse wants just to tell us that reconciliation is an emergency in our life. Amen. Many people want to serve the Lord. But if you know that you have a problem with your brother, your neighbor, before coming to the church to sing, before coming to the church to praise and worship the Lord, before coming to the church to give your offerings, the Bible says, go first and reconcile. Then come and give your offerings. Then come and sing. Then come and praise. Then come and worship. That's what the Lord is advising us this morning. But I know that it's very difficult. The second way that the Lord wants to teach us this morning is on verse 25 to 26. Can you project it, brother, to the screen? 25 to 26. Yeah. Agree with thine adversary quickly while you are in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and you be cast into prison. 26. Verily I say unto thee, you shall by a mean come out this till you have paid the utmost fasting. The second thing that, you can come back to the text, okay, to our projection. Come back to our file. Oh, that's a problem of techniques. Okay, thank you. Reconciliation. We should do it on time. And the word of God is using the verb quickly. The word quickly. Settle the matter quickly while you are still together on the way. You know, many people want to be reconciled when things have broken. But the Bible is just advising us to do it quickly. Remember, what is the matter you have with your brother or your sister that you never repair? You want to be reconciled quickly while you are still together, while things are still going well, while you are still living together, while you are not separated. Because if you want to reconcile with lateness, that will not help you. The Bible says this morning, please settle the matters quickly with your brother while you are still together on the way. Next slide. We have now to reconcile. But reconciliation has a process. First, pray to the Spirit for God's love for the person you are angry with. That's number one, what you should do. Number two, we should determine how you would act if you cared for them and their well-being. Number three, apologize for whatever you did wrong, even if they do not respond in a way that you find appropriate. Number four, approach a mature or a gentle brother or sister to help you dealing with your situation. Number five, make a list of things you could do to keep peace between you and the person you are angry with. Number six, now be angry with action to help the other not to harm them. Brothers and sisters, the word of God this morning is inviting us to deal in an appropriate manner with our anger. We have our passive or our open aggression or our assertive aggression or anger, but we have to deal with them. The process of reconciliation is there. Pray to the Spirit to help you, because it's not easy. Someone who harmed you, someone who is angry with you, or you, maybe you are angry with someone, you have to pray the Holy Spirit to strengthen you so that you can get a good way to reconcile with him. Determine how you acted and apologize for whatever you did wrong. You know, many people in this world, they have forgotten the word forgive me. They cannot apologize. The word of God this morning is telling us we should deal with our anger by reconciliation. You know, reconciliation has its importance. When you reconcile with your brother, reconciliation can help our relation with our brother to work well. Reconciliation can even help our ministry to be powerful. And reconciliation can improve our relation with God. And that's what is written in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. I would like the media team to project Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Reconciliation is very important. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all and holiness. Without this, no man shall see the Lord. Anger, I can tell you, it's more dangerous than murder. We have to deal with it through reconciliation. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and be holy. Without wholeness, no one will see the Lord. Do you want to see the Lord? I want it. And I know that you also, you need it. But make effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without our holiness, no one will see the Lord. Perhaps you are angry with your brother, your sister, your co-worker, your colleague. This morning, the Word of God is calling us to reconcile. And this will help us to live in peace. May the Lord bless His Word. Amen.